Professor Fazan Haque teaches courses at both Buffalo State College and the University at Buffalo and runs the website WNYMuslims.org. He's frustrated by what he calls a double standard by the media. As he sees it, they emphasize a suspect's Muslim background when it applies, but when the shooter is non-Muslim, there's less emphasis on religious background, as was the case in last week's killings at a Colorado Planned Parenthood branch.
You know, we must be balanced in our views, and we must look at it without any lens, wearing any lenses. If it is terrorism, then it is terrorism. If it is religious terrorism, then it is religious terrorism.
Acts of violence are also carried out by Christian extremists. In 1998, James Kopp, the man who fatally shot local abortion provider Barnett Slepian, had known ties to violent radical Christian movements. Meanwhile, Dr. Khalid Qazi, founding president of the Muslim Public Affairs Council of Western New York, expressed his concern for media portrayals of Muslims and how it impacts younger Muslim Americans. Dr. Qazi says these are U.S. citizens constantly exposed to negative media portrayals, including some rhetoric from presidential candidates, and some are being bullied in schools. All that, he says, only increases their likelihood to become alienated.
That can create issues of mental health, that can create issues of mental instability, that can create issues of, you know, introvertness in the sense that somebody can sort of dissociate himself or herself completely from the community.
That, Dr. Qazi warns, is exactly the kind of person ISIS is looking to recruit. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.